USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown is now into its 27th day. Still no White House response to a request on Wednesday from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that President Trump reschedule his State of the Union address until after the shutdown is over. This morning, a Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas weighed in on that request from Pelosi on Fox and Friends.
People do want to hear from the president, and they are. It is a constitutional requirement that the president from time to time comes and delivers remarks on the either in person or in writing, but delivers remarks on the State of the Union. So it's a requirement that he come.
Day four of a teacher strike in Los Angeles, and the two sides are going back to the bargaining table at noon today local time, as teachers have been pushing for higher pay as well as some other concessions. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Senate's top Democrat not convinced that Attorney General nominee William Barr will protect the Russia investigation, despite the fact he said he would during his confirmation hearing this week. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says,
"We do not have the kind of strong and clear commitments to the report being issued and there being no interference in the investigation that are needed, particularly now."
Federal prosecutors charging a 21-year-old man from Georgia with plotting an attack on the White House. U.S. attorneys saying that agents arrested Hashir Tlaib after a year-long investigation and that the suspect is accused of also wanting to plan mass casualty attacks on a variety of other federal buildings in and around Washington, D.C., as well as the Statue of Liberty. A pair of winter storms hitting the Midwest and then the Northeast over the next couple of days. We're warned to expect heavy snow, ice, and bone-chilling cold. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are some questions about who should get the $50,000 in reward money in the case of a kidnapped Wisconsin teenager. Jamie Kloss escaped her captor last week after she'd been held for about 90 days in captivity. Police say Jake Patterson kidnapped the 13-year-old after he murdered her parents in their home. Now, the family who took Jamie in immediately after her escape say they don't want the money. They say Jamie herself should be getting it because, in their words, she got herself out. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will be in Chicago this morning to sign a bill that will give that state more oversight over Illinois gun dealers. The measure will require firearm stores to get state licenses. Lawmakers approved it last year after the death of a Chicago police commander, Paul Bauer, and the high school shootings at Parkland, Florida. The signing ceremony will be taking place at an elementary school. The NBA is going across the Atlantic today as the New York Knicks and Washington Wizards will be squaring off in London, clashing as part of the NBA's so-called global games. It's the ninth consecutive season the NBA has held a game in London. The Knicks enter at 10 wins, 33 losses, looking to snap a four-game slide. The Wizards arrive with an 18-26 record. And you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.